Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
These have been tense times for Jennifer Esser, whose husband was serving in the U.S. military in Kabul during the Taliban resurgence, but the resident of Anchorage is now able to relax just a bit. She's originally from Anchorage. She and her family currently in Washington, D.C. Her husband, Colonel Thomas Esser, commanding officer of a U.S. air base at the International Airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, where 13 U.S. service members and around 170 Afghan civilians died in an August 26th attack. Esser said on Saturday to Alaska's news source,
"It's making me shake just thinking about it. Terrified? I don't. It's hard to put that into words. I mean, he's so far away. I have a very strong faith. Lots of prayer. We have lots of prayer chains, but it's a hard place to be in when all you have is prayer. You still feel so helpless."
Colonel Esser has been in Afghanistan since May. Jennifer Esser confirmed Saturday he has since landed in Qatar. After the attack, she said she didn't hear from him for about 9 hours. The nation and the world has watched the devastation caused by the attack and the subsequent evacuation efforts, but not Esser.
"Thinking my opinion is probably similar to the rest of the country right now, or the world. I don't think it's a situation that needed to happen."
This attack has made it a difficult deployment for the Esser family. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. The Alaska Marine Highway System released its 2021-2022 winter schedule Thursday. The Alaska Marine Highway System winter schedule covers ferry travel from October 2021 through April 2022. The release of the 2021-22 winter schedule followed a public comment period held in July. It was an opportunity for communities and individuals to review and comment on the proposed schedule and alert Alaska Marine Highway System to significant community events. Sam Dapsevich with the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
"We just finished up on public review for our winter 21-22 ferry schedule. What's new about this is in the past, we always would take review at some point in the winter of a draft schedule for the summer. And now we're able to push that up and release a full year schedule once this is adopted and finalized, which will allow for travelers to book way further in advance, and it will allow for better scheduling of our maintenance on the ships and more reliability for businesses to plan around the schedule. And what allowed this was Governor Dunleavy forward-funded the ferry system by 18 months, and there was an increase to the ferry system budget by over $8 million. So that is a big improvement, we believe."
The operating plan is designed to meet community service needs and maintain regulatory and safety standards for the vessels.
"As of right now, it's based on the funding levels. I think it's pretty similar to last year's level of service. I think there are some additional weeks of service in the schedule. Locations haven't changed. It's still the same locations that we serve. But we did leave the possibility of adding the Columbia into service next summer."
The proposed Summer 22 operating plan is currently out for public review. Written comments will be accepted through August 31st. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.